Page 60. Why does Britain still have a royal family?
God save the Queen!
They're one of the most famous, wealthy, and controversial families in the world. And in a time of growing inequality, some people are asking, why does Britain still have a royal family?
The country's had some form of monarchy for centuries. In the years after the English Civil War, which saw the execution of Charles I in 1649, it developed into the constitutional monarchy we have today. Basically, the king or queen act as the head of state. This is not a political role, and they don't have any power to pass laws. Yes, the sovereign opens parliament every year.
My lords, pray be seated.
And technically, every bill that goes through Parliament needs royal assent.
Close the door!
But this is more of a formality. Instead, they have more of a symbolic role. The sovereign's main duties are making visits around the world, hosting foreign heads of state, and, of course, lots of waving. And the rest of the royal family are there to support the king or queen. But overall, the royals are essentially morale boosters, there to represent Britain's connection to our history and all that tradition that people seem to love. So, why do we still have them? Well, to start with, they remain extremely popular.
Feels like an extension of my own family.
She's had a tremendous life. She's been a wonderful queen to us all.
According to YouGov, the Queen has a 72% approval rating. In 2019, she was also voted the fourth most admired woman in the world. 18 million of us tuned in to watch Prince Harry and Meghan tie the knot in 2018. The royals also bring in a lot of money to the UK. According to the business consultancy Brand Finance, the royals add £1.8 billion to the UK economy every year. Around 550 million of that comes from tourism. The rest comes from a variety of money-making activities, ranging from trade increases from royal overseas trips to the fashion impact of the Duchess of Cambridge. But this all comes at a cost. In 2019, the royal family cost UK taxpayers £67 million.
Copyright Sky News.